So, Falcons had the NFL's top offense, averaging 33 points per game this season. And in Green Bay, Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson's status for Sunday's NFC Championship game against the Falcons is still up in the air. Head coach Mike McCarthy told reporters he wasn't sure if Nelson would be able to practice Wednesday either. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
With GoToMeeting, you can really connect with your team members anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for video conferencing in. Lou, have the suppliers
give...
Okay. Marta, when do the designers...
Started yesterday.
Perfect. Rodney, how are
they? Showed them the first round earlier. We're good.
That's great. You know what, Tom...
Don't worry. We'll show it to the team in Dallas before sending it to accounting.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just 10 bucks. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all 10 bucks. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Imagine this sound in your office. Loud, isn't it? That's what a day in the office is like for thousands of U.S. sailors. While it may be loud to us, it's what protection and deterrence sound like. It's the sound of the world's strongest naval force, extending sea power, up to 50,000 feet to be exact. America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
One of them is Maverick, the other, Iceman. We'll let you decide.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice Man, I am dangerous.
Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, KGYM.
5:06 as we welcome you back for hour number two. We're kicking things off from Studio A on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Tyler Ryder, at Radio Ryder, and at Todd Brommelkamp, as well as at APC on KGYM, if you're reaching out to us on social media this evening. As my co-host right now is announcing, cute puppies with bow ties automatically mean that I should adopt another dog.
No, I didn't know whether Murphy needed a little brother or a cousin, but there's a dog.
When I'm ready for a second dog, the name's already waiting for him.
He's wearing a bow tie. It pretty much screams you have to adopt him, does it not?
Yeah. If we're going to scream anything, how about we scream Owl in Atkins? Congratulations to him, Todd. 2 down, 3 to go, but we have another $30 gift card winner from La Cantina.
And we have also good news for our guest tomorrow, Gary Rima, because I just checked you and I's basketball schedule.
Yeah.
They are at Drake on the 28th. And they play at Illinois State on the 1st. So depending on what time they leave for Normal the day before on the 31st, I think he'll be able to try to see the Cubs World Series trophy in Waterloo.
I think Gary's going to be in a good mood tomorrow. Not that Gary's never not in a good mood when he joins us, but Panthers picking up that first MVC victory over the weekend against the aforementioned Drake Bulldogs. So we'll see Gary's, at least hear from Gary his thoughts about the World Series trophy, the Commissioner's Trophy, making its way to Cedar Falls. So he can, you think he'll wear the same bleach jeans that he wore the night he met Harry Carey?
I bet he's still got them in the closet. Guys, I heard you mention the bleached jeans, the acid washes. I'm never coming on your show again. Guys, I'm done with you.
There's a 4-point loss for Iowa State as they fall just short of knocking off the number 2 team in Kansas, Big Monday. Everybody had the attention at least pointed in the direction, whether it was on 1600 AM, whether it was on their television. And, man, you want to talk about tough losses. It starts against Gonzaga at the beginning of the year at the Florida tournament. They fall by 2 points. Then they fall to Baylor, now the number 16, by 2 points. And then last night by 4 points to Kansas.
Coffee is for closers.
Dylan Montz from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining the program. Dylan, great talking to you again. Tyler and Todd, and I just, as my co-host just put it, can you imagine if they could find somebody who could close the game or hit some of those big shots? I mean, they are facing the right teams, the big challenges. It's just, how do you turn some of those losses into wins? Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on. And I think you're exactly right. It looked like for a while Monte Morris was going to be that guy. He was just stuffed the stat sheet, had a good shooting percentage from the field, and they just couldn't quite get over the hump. But I think a lot of it had to do with what Kansas was doing also. They were just exploiting every single inside matchup that they had, and Iowa State just had no answer. And that's going to be kind of the thing I think that's going to hold Iowa State back a little bit as they go through the Big 12, if they don't kind of shake some things up, is how can they stop those big guys? Because as you saw against Kansas, even a little bit against TCU, that's going to be kind of where they're deficient a little bit, is when they find some of those post guys who can take advantage of what they can produce inside, I guess.
Are we seeing more now out of Deontay Burton where you are starting to lean towards more consistency out of him? When he transferred from Marquette, I knew there was a lot of questions about getting him to be that double-double average guy at night. We saw what he did against Shaka Smart in Texas. A lot of people thought if he could maybe match that or do better, they would have a chance against Kansas. How does he bottle this up so we can see him do it again against Oklahoma, see him do it against Kansas States of the world, et cetera?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest things Iowa State has, you know, one of the biggest questions they have to answer. How can you kind of make him the most consistent player he can be? Because you see nights, you know, last night wasn't even his most consistent that he's played, but you see nights where he can put up numbers and the rebounds kind of follow, but then you see nights like against TCU, I think he was 1-for-10 from the field, right, and just really struggled. And the key for him, it seems to be, is if he can get a couple shots to fall early, him having productive offense really kind of seems to help him on other ends of the floor. He defends a little bit better if he's hitting his shot. He's a little bit better of a distributor, you know, a rebounder, all of that stuff. So I think the key is just to kind of get him some easy looks early, have him play within the flow of the offense. I think that's a big thing, and not have him be so much of that one-on-one guy that you see at times. And that kind of, you know, again, he's the X factor. Having him kind of have some of those easier matchups and play within what they want to do is going to make things a lot easier, not only on Deontay, but on the rest of the offense as well.
Is he ever going to be able to find consistency, or is this just going to be the constant roller coaster ride with him?
Yeah, when you're talking about him being the second half of his senior season in college, it's hard to think he's all of a sudden just going to be, you know, 10-for-12 shooter every night, or even 8-for-12, or whatever the case is, 10-for-14. I think fans or whoever are going to kind of have to ride the roller coaster a little bit with him, because you'll get nights where he's super productive and then you'll kind of see that drop off. And it just seems like that's the kind of player he is. Sometimes it gets in his head a little bit, I think, to take a little bit too much on at one time. And then I think you'll see Steve Prohm kind of yank him for a couple minutes and kind of have him reset and come back in. And I think it's just going to be kind of an up and down thing all year. But as a fan, I would think the fans would hope that just his down nights come against some of the lower competition. But from here on out, they don't really have any of those teams. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can, like we said, bottle that up a little bit and be that guy night in and night out.
Dylan Monson, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, a Tuesday APC. In this boxing match we saw last night between two talented point guards, who would you give the victory to? More standout from Frank Mason, who had 16 over 33 minutes, or Monte, who had 23 over 40?
Yeah, that's really tough, because I think Frank Mason's a really good player, but he had a little bit more to rely on. Granted, Deontay did get 21, Nazmi Chulon got 18, but I think you have to maybe favor Monte Morris a little bit, just because of how much he did statistics-wise. He had 23 points, 7 rebounds, which led the team, 7 assists, 4 steals, 3 turnovers. But he played 40 minutes. He played the entire game. So Steve Prohm asked a lot of him. He'll have those kinds of nights where maybe he doesn't shoot as well from the field, but he always finds a way to impact the game somehow, whether it's through assists. And he's been rebounding a lot better this year. So I think as close as it was, because I thought Mason did play really effectively, and he's a driving point guard and is able to create that way. But I think probably have to lean a little bit towards Monte just because of how much he was asked to do on that kind of night.
Are we going to see Iowa State be able to put some points up in the paint this year? Are they just, due to the fact that Steve Prohm likes to go small, they're just going to struggle?
Yeah, that's, I think, what they're going to have to try to figure out this week, because most of the teams in the Big 12 will be bigger than them. So I think, they haven't gotten a lot of production down there. Daryl Bowie's been, up and down a little bit. He's done some good things, but was 0-for-6 against Kansas, played only 13 minutes. They really still haven't given Solomon Young much of a chance yet, I don't think. He made a bucket, but he didn't have any rebounds and only played 3 minutes in each half. So they don't really have a lot down there. I think you're starting to see a little bit more of a commitment to playing small, but shots are going to have to fall, obviously, that way. And, they did a little bit at times, but they went through some dry spells too. And, it's going to be tough if they go through any dry spells to be able to compete against those teams that have such an inside presence.
I know the rumors were that Cameron Lard were going to redshirt, and there's so many Iowa State fans that are begging for a presence in the middle. Is there still a chance we could see Cameron this year? Where does that kind of stand right now when it comes to Steve Prohm's decisions? I mean, imagine he would like to keep him redshirted to get 4 full years potentially out of him.
Yeah, I think that's still really the plan. It's hard for me right now to see him coming in and playing. He just arrived the other week. It didn't even sound like he was going to be fully integrated in practice right away. He was going to be in a strength and conditioning program and try to really get his conditioning part of his game up. It sounded like Steve Prohm wasn't even going to think about it again until February, and at that point you're getting a little bit late. But if you're not really seeing Solomon Young come in and contribute right now, a guy who's been in the program since last summer, it's hard to think, is Cameron Lard's going to come in and just be this guy that flips a switch or anything? Yes, he's another big body, but is he, as a true freshman, going to be a guy that makes a difference? It's hard for me to really see that. So I think they're going to kind of go along with the plan, have him, slowly work into the team, get his academics in order, which is a big part of what held him back, and then have him ready for next fall when they're really going to need some forward presence.
So we were doing this exercise yesterday on the program, just what tier is Iowa State on when it comes to the talent in the Big 12 this year? I'm going to ask you that same question, Dylan. Are they on Kansas's level? Are they on Baylor's level? Perhaps we don't see him as low as Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but based on what you've seen right now through 6 conference games, where are they, kind of in the middle?
Yeah, I'd probably slot him in the middle. I think Kansas and West Virginia even, I think those two are kind of at the top tier. Baylor, I think, would be slotted in a little bit after that. And then I think there's a bunch of teams that can be kind of fit in there. I think Texas is really talented, and right now they're towards the bottom of the Big 12, as well as Oklahoma State. They have some talented guards. But I'd probably slot Iowa State in the middle just because they do have some experienced guards. They have a high-caliber player with Amonte Morris, and when Nazmi Trulong is hitting shots, I think he's good. Deontay can be good. Matt Thomas has hit some shots, although he's kind of dealing with some bone spurs in his foot right now that's kind of hampered him a little bit. But their guards are more than capable and have done it for several years now. So I think just based on that, you'd probably slot them somewhere in the middle. But I think, like I said, Kansas, West Virginia, and then even Baylor are kind of on a tier of their own as far as the conference goes. But there's a lot of teams after that you could kind of interchange maybe.
Dylan, is this team going to go on the road to Norman Saturday and come away with a win?
I think they almost have to if they kind of want to set themselves up good, because you look at this game in Norman, and actually Oklahoma started to play a little bit better. They got Jordan Woodard back. They gave Kansas a game down there. But from an Iowa State perspective, they go to Norman, then they turn around and have Kansas State at home on Tuesday, I believe it is, then go to Vanderbilt to finish out the year. And then you look at February, and they got to go to Lawrence, Kansas, got to go to Manhattan, Kansas, Lubbock, Morgantown. It really gets a heck of a lot harder throughout the rest of the February month, I guess. And so, you know, getting to that 5-3 hump maybe kind of sets you up a little bit better. So from an Iowa State perspective, I don't know necessarily if you call it a must win, but you come right up to that line and just about say it, just because the implications and the close games that they have lost in the Big 12 so far, you really need to kind of go and steal another win on the road, is what Steve Frome said last night after that home loss.
Dylan, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. Thank you.
Iowa State last night. You thought perhaps maybe it was going to be them forcing more turnovers that was going to give them a chance to stay in that contest against Kansas. But at the end of the night, when you saw how things played out, Kansas still emerges 76-72 better than Iowa State. They always stayed in the contest, though. People today are saying that it was a lot, that the score really didn't dictate how the game felt last night in Ames, and I beg to differ. Iowa State had a puncher's chance. It was trying to find a way to keep the likes of Landon Lucas off the board for second chance opportunities. There was always a clutch three waiting to be happened. And, you know, this is one of those games where Kansas, the team with more talent, found a way to win. But if you get these two teams together, and I understand the stakes are a little bit more higher and, you know, they're going to be a lot more difficulties facing this Iowa State team when they return to Fog Allen Fieldhouse on February the 4th. Usually if you split with Kansas, you want to get the win at home. I'm interested to see how the second go-around goes between these two teams. Again, February the 4th, about 3 weeks away, they're going to get the rematch with Kansas.
Well, I have it for you here on 1600 AM. What do we have in store for you tonight? Well, we've got some boys basketball, although inclement weather has tinkered with a little bit of the schedule on 1600 and 107.5 FM. You are now going to get Pleasant Valley at Linmar this evening at 7:30. Scott Unash on the call there. And then after changing the game we were originally supposed to do to another game, we are now back on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, to the originally scheduled contest tonight, featuring my alma mater, the Central DeWitt Sabres, as they take on Solon. Alex Kuhn will be making his way there to call that game again, 7:30 tonight, broadcast time for both of those games. So 1600 and 107.5 FM. We did have to change the game. The Independence at Marion game has been postponed tonight, so we'll bring you Pleasant Valley and Linmar instead. Central DeWitt and Solon still on. And Alex, we'll bring you, there we go, the Minnesota Rouser. Did you remember that? How did you find that so quickly?
I know everything about my co-host.
Fight, fight, fight with all your might. Fight on, you Sabres, fight.
521.
Also the fight song, I believe, of the West Branch Bears, as well as probably hundreds of schools across the country. Good luck, Sabres. And since we have more listeners in Solon than we do in DeWitt, good luck, Spartans. See, that's how you talk out of both sides of your mouth.
I see what you did there. The Afternoon Players Club. 107.5, 106.3 FM and 1600 AM.
It's PJ Flex ringtone now.
KGYM, I'm sure it is.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
We should get tickets and fly to that game. That would be awesome.
You know I can't afford that, man.
Come work for Mediacom like me. Then you can.
My job's all
right. Right. You work really hard and never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom. I know the harder I work, the more money I make, and I meet a lot of people.
That does sound better.
It is better. Go look at MediacomCable.careers, buddy.
Earn what you deserve as a direct sales representative for Mediacom. They have openings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Apply now at MediacomCable.careers.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
He lists amateur tornado chaser on his resume.
Let me ask you, you got a death wish, son?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Big thank you once again to Dylan Motz joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon Players Club. 5:23, Ryder in Brommel Camp, and a chance for you to explain to us why the Atlanta Falcons are the favorites to win this year's Super Bowl coming up in the next 12 minutes. That being said, TB, bring you in now. Second of the hour, third of the show. Now, that doesn't add up right. I know it is the third of the program, though. It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey met with members of the media today in Iowa City, not to talk about Sunday's loss at Northwestern, but to look ahead to Thursday's home contest with Maryland. Speaking of Iowa City, Michigan and some of its coaching staff were in town today to visit with Iowa City West standout Oliver Martin. Martin, one of the nation's most sought-after high school football recruits, has yet to make a decision on where he'll be attending college. Speaking of college football, former Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes has been elevated to defensive coordinator at Arkansas. Rhodes had been coaching the defensive backs. He's got previous defensive coordinator experience at Pittsburgh from 2000 to 2007 and at Auburn in 2008. The Chicago Cubs have announced the dates and locations for the Commissioner's Trophy stops in eastern Iowa. Monday, January 30th, the Iowa Memorial Union in Iowa City will host the World Series trophy from 5 until 6:30. And then on the 31st, it'll begin in Cedar Rapids at 8 a.m. at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena before making its way to the Cedar Valley Sportsplex in Waterloo, where it will be on display from 12:30 until 2 o'clock.
Is this the year that suspected steroid users Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens enter baseball's Hall of Fame? It's been our KGYM poll question, being brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco Jones and beside the Home Depot, for 2.5 hours, starting with Scott and Mark's gym class program. Top 100% of the votes say no, not this year.
I don't think they're going to get in this year just because of the timing, but the public ballots, the writers that have chosen to make their votes known, there was an increase in voting for Clemens and Bonds after it was announced that Bud Selig was going to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. So had that announcement come before many of the BBWAA members had cast their ballots, I'm wondering if perhaps this wouldn't have been the year. But I do think those guys are going to get in now sooner rather than later. And a lot of the writers, because again, next year the ballots are going to be public. So this is the last time for members of the baseball writers to hide behind anonymity and not vote for two guys whose numbers and careers clearly belong enshrined in Cooperstown, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. I'm not going to deny that. It's a lot easier, as we know in this day and age, to be a silent warrior when you're behind the keyboard or when you're writing letters, when you don't have to put your name to it. That's why Twitter and Facebook and everything is as popular as it is, because you don't have to be yourself if you want to make up a fake name, a pseudonym. Next year, the writers are going to have to put their names to their votes. So you're going to see a lot of people next year probably voting for Clemens and Bonds who weren't doing it these past years because they knew they didn't have to put up with people complaining about them not voting for those guys. So it's a lot easier to take the moral high road when people don't know that you're not voting for those guys. When it's public next year, then they're probably going to wind up voting for them. Although some people, like Bill Madden, who's a previous Spink Award winner, I saw him on MLB Network last night saying he's made up his mind on those guys and he's never going to vote for them. I think they get in at some point in time. I really do. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tonight in hour number three of the program. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com set to join us as well. And how about that? I believe it's Jim Harbaugh. I would think that he would make that trip, but Michigan has sent its delegation to Iowa City to try to sway Oliver Martin into becoming a Wolverine. Maybe Jim Harbaugh brought his pajamas. I don't know.
A little late to the race, though. I heard UCLA is trying to make a last-ditch effort, Washington State, to name a few schools.
He ain't going to Washington State, and I don't think he's going to UCLA. But Harbaugh, bring the jammies, fire up the Netflix. Hey, have you seen the Stranger Things?
Season 2 is about to come out.
Let's make some, let's pop some corn, have a little pajama party.
Hey, Alex, see if we can get Oliver Martin on the program. Let him know we know Jim Harbaugh. He was supposed to join us at Big Ten Media
No, Harbaugh, if you're listening right now, if you're driving around, you're looking at the old childhood home in Iowa City,
yeah,
or taking in some of the sights and, oh, yeah, that's where I went to elementary school before Dad moved. You're driving around in the car. I know you're listening. Pick up the phone, 319-366-1600. We'll let you make your case to Oliver Martin right now on the air. How about that? That's a going above and beyond, isn't it?
Really, it is.
Isn't it a public plea over the airwaves of a relatively popular local sports station and ESPN affiliate? I don't want to puff our chest out too much.
I'm only coming
there
on if you have the four letters. What was that, Dokic? Yeah.
If Harbaugh calls in, we're bumping Kakert. Let him know that. 319-366-1600.
Kakert's stopping his phone right now. Never. Not here.
It'd have to be Harbaugh, right? If you were trying to get him, you wouldn't send an assistant. That would send the wrong message.
You've got to send an apology letter to Tom Kakert for booting him because Jim Harbaugh took his place on the APC.
Oh, he'd understand. He'd understand.
Well, I would hope. Championship week talk, NFL playoffs. It's on the way after a bottom of the hour Sports Center. It's being brought to you by our friend Steve Anderson, his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 12 years of service. Whether it's local or online at KGYMradio.com. Halfway home on a Tuesday, more APC next.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson, a lifelong diehard Hawkeye fan.
Steve and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement send out big congratulations to the Iowa football team on a fantastic season. When Steve's not cheering on the Hawks,
I'm helping people like you with property titles, abstracts, escrow, and closings at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Steve Anderson and everybody at Hawkeye Title and Settlement are the team you love, the people you trust.
I'm always a Hawkeye fan.
Get in touch at HawkeyeTitle.com and
go Hawks!
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steve Lennox. Developing stories, San Francisco 49ers, the last remaining team looking to fill their head coaching vacancy, may have their man and Falcons offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Our own Adam Schefter reports 49ers plan to request a second interview with Shanahan next week after the NFC Championship game and plan to offer Shanahan the job. Steelers-Patriots meet Sunday in the AFC title game. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin spent time Tuesday addressing his locker room talk to his team after Sunday's victory that was streamed online and on social media by Antonio Brown. Tomlin said the language he used was regrettable, also said it was foolish for Brown to post the video. Knicks team president Phil Jackson today asking Carmelo Anthony if he wanted to remain in New York during a meeting between the two. Source telling ESPN's Ramona Shelburne that the meeting between the two was contentious and more so than prior meetings. Islanders today firing head coach Jack Capuano. Doug Waite takes over on an interim basis. Islanders right now last in the Metropolitan Division. CNBC announcing today Alex Rodriguez will host a reality TV show, Back in the Game, featuring retired athletes.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, on America's largest, most dependable networks, only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Look, America, your Crusader warriors are weak.
When one of your own is taken,
if you do not get $10 million, I will cut his head off.
How far would you go to get them back?
We're going to bring Rip back home.
Going in now.
Where are you taking them?
You are Navy SEAL.
Yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL.
The new drama series, 6, premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central on History.
He's a man who's conquered many mountains, if you count the ones on the side of his beer can.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains?
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYM.
Seeing Ryan rolling, looking, just going to throw it deep for Jones. Double coverage. Oh, what a catch! Touchdown!
Kevin Burkhart, Fox Sports, Julio Jones doing Julio Jones things as he has done for majority of his career since being taken out of Alabama. And we were just talking about that trade last year. I beg your pardon, last night here on the Afternoon Players Club as we welcome you back. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp returning. A conversation taking place between Alex and I when Alex was filling in for TB yesterday on the program. And you want to talk about NFL draft trades that not a lot of people look back on and they forget that, yeah, that draft pick did take place, but it actually was maneuvering by the front office to be able to make that trade go down. I can't recall a draft trade that has paid off as much as it has for the Atlanta Falcons, but good on the front office back in 2011, 2012, to be able to get Julio Jones, a top 10 pick, away from the Cleveland Browns and in an Atlanta Falcons uniform. Julio now an all-pro. Each and every year he heads to the Pro Bowl. You know he's going to be close to leading the league in receiving yards each and every year. And now there's a chance that the Atlanta Falcons can go back to the Super Bowl for the first time since 99 when they fell to Denver. 98. The APC 536 off of bottom of the hour Sports Center 366-1600 coming up at the top of the hour. Tom Caker's going to join us from HawkeyeReport.com. That is if Jim Harbaugh doesn't join the program when he's visiting Oliver Martin at his home in Iowa City.
Not Harbaugh. I've done a little bit more digging here.
You mean you actually did research?
I don't want to be accused of fake news.
I've done my due diligence here. Yeah.
It is, and we've talked about him on the program before, but it is new Michigan assistant Pep Hamilton. who was sent to Iowa City today to try to woo Oliver Martin. Now, Kirk Ferentz was in the Martin household last night, Iowa making its in-home visit,
right,
which is good for Iowa's recruiting budget because it just costs a handful of pennies for gas to get to Oliver Martin's place. So not Jim Harbaugh. I apologize for making anybody excited that perhaps Jim was in the area. But Pep Hamilton, with all that NFL cachet.
I'm telling you, man, 2 years ago, he was the hottest name. He is what Kyle Shanahan is today.
He is going to try to help the Michigan offense, and he's going to try to lure Oliver Martin to Ann Arbor. I say lure, all of a sudden it sounds like Dateline NBC to catch a predator or something.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Why don't you come in? Oh, Oliver's upstairs. He's just putting some clothes in the dryer. I'm Chris Hansen. Why don't you have a seat right over here? Man, that's got to be tough. That I know he was going to make his decision at the U.S. Army All-American game, and then he decided not to, and now he's just getting inundated. Yeah. He's not talking to any of the recruiting guys anymore, pretty much completely sealed off. But we'll talk a little bit more about this on the program tomorrow, Oliver Martin and the pros and cons of staying at home, if you will. But in the meantime, you mentioned the Falcons. We're going to do this over the next 4 days here on the program, taking a look at the four teams vying for the Super Bowl. And Atlanta, a very interesting case this year with Matt Ryan.
Why the Atlanta Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl, Todd Brommelkamp, you and I, let's butt a little heads here. Let's see if we can agree to disagree. Why the Atlanta Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl. We'll put Pittsburgh under the spotlight on Wednesday, New England Thursday. We'll wrap up with Green Bay on Friday. Todd, I'll serve to you. Why is Atlanta going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I think they could win because they remind me a lot of St. Louis from back in the day, and I don't want to disappoint Alex Kuhn for saying that. I was listening to, I believe it was Mike and Mike this morning, and Trent Dilfer made pretty much the same point that this is sort of a remake of The Greatest Show on Turf. And instead of Kurt Warner, you've got Matt Ryan, and you've got two very good running backs. You've got Julio Jones, who's, I don't think there's any argument that Julio Jones is the best wide receiver in the NFL. You could, I guess, make the case for a couple other guys, but to me, it's Julio Jones. That offense, and they've got the home game. They're indoors. They have an opportunity to beat Green Bay and go to the Super Bowl, and with that offense, they can get it done, and I apologize. You are very upset at me. You are more upset at me right now than you were for me making fun of the catch-your-own-catfish place.
Call it what
that
it is.
Was, I would say in your hometown, but Lenore City is not Knoxville, so my apologies. You're quite upset. I apparently stole your thunder.
Well, no, look, when you're the Falcons and you've scored an NFL-high 540 points this season, and you're tied for one of the largest outputs of points in NFL history per season, that means you're kind of good at moving the football. That means if you're Kyle Shanahan, you're going to have your name thrown around a lot with head coaching vacancies. And we're learning now that the San Francisco 49ers, spoiler alert, what they've wanted to do for the better part of 3 weeks, bouncing it between two names. It sounds like the Kyle Shanahan is in his final games as the OC, set to get a head coaching job by the Bay. If there's one thing we have not talked about when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons, it's this. Todd, what has doomed this Atlanta Falcons team in all of their playoff runs over the last 10, 15, 20 years?
Themselves.
Well, they haven't had any defense. It's been all offense. Even the years that Chris Chandler and Jamal Anderson were doing the Dirty Bird, they didn't have a defense. When they allowed Green Bay to come into the Georgia Dome about 8, 9 years ago and let them just stomp all over them as Green Bay went on to the Super Bowl, it was because they didn't have any defense. What do? You hire Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn comes in after leaving the Seahawks, implements his defense in Atlanta, and all of a sudden, Atlanta starts playing great defensively. You know what also helps? And grabbing a two-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year with a top 10 pick 2 years ago, and Vic Beasley. You don't know who Vic Beasley is, then you don't watch a lot of football, because Vic Beasley led the NFL in sacks this year. Atlanta finally has the presence, not only up front, but also in the secondary, to be able to stop teams like Green Bay. Now, when these two teams got together earlier in the season, you saw Atlanta and Green Bay go toe-to-toe with a lot of people believing we were going to be able to see this contest again in January, as we will coming up this weekend. Atlanta, by the way, they got that 33-32 victory. But Todd, you're going to agree with me on this, and I want you to save a little bit of the fire for Friday when we explain why the Green Bay Packers will win the Super Bowl. My question to you is, without giving too much away, why are things different now that Green Bay has ripped off 8 consecutive victories? I love what's in place for Atlanta offensively. I love Vic Beasley and what he's been able to do to lead this defense. But when you're facing a monster like Aaron Rodgers, who's done this before, and he's on, it's like facing Mario when he gets a star. That's a Nintendo reference for you kids out there. A tall order for Atlanta to beat a Green Bay team twice in 1 year. But the why the Atlanta Falcons will win the Super Bowl is because when you were led by Julio Jones offensively, Matt Ryan offensively, and Vic Beasley defensively, and you have a defensive mind like Dan Quinn, defense still wins Super Bowls like they should, just like the stories have told us in the past.
Jerry Ask, Investment Services text line, very upset that we would dare compare the Falcons to the greatest show on turf. Very upset. Look, that's the closest thing I can come up with, and I kind of rolled my eyes. I heard Dilfer say it earlier today, and I was like, well, there goes that original thought. Not that he and I were the only two people thinking it, but I just... Matt Ryan completely, the expectations for Matt Ryan have been pretty high the last couple years, and he's failed to meet them. And then this year, is he the MVP?
Alex Kuhn believes that he is. I don't believe he is. I believe it's Tom Brady. But I will say, what is keeping him out of that elite conversation every year, Todd, as a quarterback? Matt Ryan. An MVP award. If Matt Ryan wins the MVP this year, do we not consider him an elite quarterback with the rest of the remainders? Do we not start putting Matt Ryan in that conversation with the three quarterbacks he shares the playoff spotlight with this weekend, and Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady? It won't be as big like it is with Brady, like it is with Rodgers, like with Big Ben, because they've all won Super Bowls. But you win an MVP award, all of a sudden, there are no hiccups, there are no buts. Remember, this is what eluded Drew Brees for so long until he upset Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. He had to get that Super Bowl victory, and then everybody says, oh, yep, Drew Brees, come on in. Yep, come on in.
By the way, the total on the game Sunday afternoon is ridiculous. It's up to 61 points now for an NFC championship game. 61 points, and I would still be tempted to take the over there.
When they last met back on October the 30th, they totaled 65. So it's about right.
And you got Rodgers and Green Bay, and we're going to talk about them later on in the week. I think Friday when we're at Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip. But those are two offenses that can move the ball, put some points up. Unfortunately, former Hawkeye Adrian Claiborne's out for the remainder of the postseason. Suffered that, was it a torn bicep?
Bicep.
Yeah. So bad news for Adrian, who's one of my favorite former Hawkeyes. Absolutely love the guy. But the Falcons, I think, have just enough defense that they can maybe slow Green Bay down. They have home field advantage. Look, if this game were being played at Lambeau, I wouldn't give the Falcons a chance.
Hey, 68-22, please do not compare them to the greatest show on turf. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner.
Okay, so
Oz Hakeem.
You've got Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman at running back, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got
Mohamed Sanu. You've got Julio Jones.
Tyrone Gabriel.
You have Tyrone Gabriel.
Has come out of nowhere, stepped in when Julio Jones got injured. Look, I'm not saying that it's necessarily a straight-up comparison, but it's a pretty interesting conversation, I think, between those those two teams. It's what we do with sports teams, is it not? Does every great defensive NFL team not get compared to the 85 Chicago Bears? This is what we do. It's sports. You have a team that is out there that is that sets the standard, and then when someone comes along that sort of emulates that,
yeah,
you compare them. It's what you do. It's not necessarily saying that they're better, although the Falcons didn't they con the taxpayers into a new stadium, so they're one up on the greatest show on turf. I didn't want to rip that scab off of Alex Kuhn, who I believe... Did you talk about this on the program yesterday? Alex took a quiz to find out who his new favorite NFL team should be, and Alex got the Raiders.
I am not aware of this.
I'm not making this up, am I, Alex? That you are supposed to be a Raiders fan.
That is why we believe the Atlanta Falcons will win the Super Bowl tomorrow. Why the Pittsburgh Steelers will win the Super Bowl on a Wednesday, APC. Please continue.
So my cousin is a San Diego resident.
Okay.
And he took this quiz to decide which team he would root for or whatever, which team he should root for. And he got the Cleveland Browns. So I was... Exactly.
What about your cousin's life?
How can you hit the sad trombone when you're in here?
What about your cousin's life led that online quiz to think that he was a Browns?
That's
got to be some really sad information that he's offering up or answering that the algorithms behind the website would be like, oh, God, this guy ought to root for the Browns.
A dark corner.
Whatever algorithms they came up with led me to the Oakland Raiders.
Soon to be the
a fan of a team that's moved, and that's why you're looking for a new NFL team. The website decided it would maybe troll you by giving you another team that's ultimately going to move to another location.
Yeah, I guess so. Another city that.
What were the questions? What did you tell the?
It was like
what'd you tell the machine?
How important is winning? There were three options. How important is what's the most important thing during a tailgate? Three options. Just those kind of.
Do you remember
weird...
what it was?
It was like.
What's the most important part of a tailgate? Grilling, alcohol, or shanking somebody in the parking lot? You clicked on shanking somebody in the parking lot.
It was like grilling, alcohol, or I don't even remember the third option. I put grilling, and winning. I was like, yeah, it's all right. The question was, are you used to being the perennial loser, the perennial winner, or we're okay? And I chose. We're okay. And that's what I think gave me the Oakland Raiders.
Based on what you're telling me with these answers, you were only getting one of three options. You were either a Browns fan, a Raiders fan, or a Patriots fan. So
yeah, that
makes sense.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I'll take the quiz again and answer all one way or all the other way and see what it comes up with.
I did those in the MySpace days. I did one of those polls. And I just didn't like the results because the results said I was totally a Joey guy from Friends when, you know, I'm more of a, I don't know, I'm more of a Matt.
Jason in North Liberty on
the
text
guy's
line
on Friends? I don't know.
Says there's plenty of room for you on the Raiders bandwagon.
I appreciate that.
Do
Jason.
You like, now did the question, do you like P.F. Chang's?
I do enjoy P.F.
Okay.
Chang's.
Have you ever driven a minivan?
Oh, God, those lettuce wraps are delicious.
Not.
Do you own a fanny pack?
I do not. I've never
had
a bowl
cut. Yeah,
and
you don't have a bowl cut. You're trending away from Raider Nation right now.
Alex Kuhn.
By the way.
He eats a lot. He eats healthy. He has family in the business. And he doesn't like sharing an office with us. You're really standoffish. Think of a franchise in the NFL that enjoys eating healthy, looking good, hanging out with women, and is standoffish and doesn't like being in the office with us. Has family in the business. I'm thinking of a Schottenheimer right now.
All I know is that Mark Davis is going to fit in so well in Las Vegas when that franchise makes the move because you can't walk up and down, and I know you've never been there. You cannot
that changes in March.
You cannot walk up and down the strip without seeing at least two dozen people that look like they would hang out with Mark Davis. Fanny packs, the whole nine yards.
Are there, there have to be P.F. Chang's in Las Vegas.
I don't know.
I'll,
there's,
I'll do some research.
There's one
on that
right next door to the hotel in Tampa.
Do you get a feeling that they're going to put a P.F. Chang's chain restaurant inside the stadium?
If they do, I know they would have to reserve a spot on the
Chang's.
Someone right now, half of Cedar Rapids is listening to this program getting very, very jealous because we're talking about a chain that isn't actually here in Cedar Rapids.
This is what they do. They put a P.F. Chang's inside the Raiders' new stadium that they're going to share with UNLV, and then they get chairs and they put people's names on the back of them, and then you get your very own chair at the P.F. Chang's.
It's like you're describing Coach's Corner where
that's
we're going
we're
to
be Friday.
Friday for the road trip. Look at you. Synergy. Synergy.
749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. More WWE tickets.
There's no way that quiz was going to spit out, oh, you should be a Bears fan or you should be a Raiders. Yeah.
Like, is there any way that I could get, like, the Tennessee Titans if I try that quiz again?
I don't even know what you would what it takes to apply to be a Tennessee Titans fan.
So,
still faithful from the carryover to Houston.
Let's just say that quiz is broken. I'm going to try it once or twice more. Change some things
they
up.
They believe that the Music City Miracle, it was a perfect, a backwards lateral. I don't know.
I don't know whether the text line is being serious or facetious right now. I like
to
think facetious.
Spell Frank Wycheck's name. 5:53. We come back.
The one in Des Moines is great. That's good to know. We don't have one here in Cedar Rapids, which means it automatically qualifies as a great chain.
I'm just going to let you know right now that if they ever decide that they're going to put that chain restaurant into Eastern Iowa before they put in a certain chain restaurant that comes with a lot of wings and an owl as a mascot, I understand there's one up the road in Davenport. I need one closer so I can have fried pickles. Wings are awful. Fried pickles are delicious. I'm a picky eater. Give me lettuce wraps from P.F. Chang's. Give me fried pickles from the breasts, the owls, and the chicken wings. 5:54. Big board. Tom Kakert, lots to get to in the final 65 minutes plus of the afternoon. Players Club, KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
A father-daughter dance hosted by the Junior League will assist in bridging the gap for local foster teens. Attend Butterfly Kisses January 29th at the Hotel Kirkwood. Fathers, treat your daughters and support Bridging the Gap.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
At TCB Pool Hall in Iowa City, there won't be any jerks hanging over your shoulder screwing up your shot because they rent their full-size, emphasize full-size pool tables by the hour. And they got 10 of them, so that table's yours. Sunday and Mondays come in and play free. Yes, I said free. General jocularity prevails. There's always interesting drinks, specials, darts, video games, and a full-size shuffleboard table, which, as we know, is the world's best drinking game. Play pool, drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall on the Head Mall next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
He doesn't look at the glass half full or half empty. He just sees that there's more room for whiskey.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
5:56, the Afternoon Players Club for the 17th day of January. Tuesdays, our favorite day on the program. Why? Well, not only do we give you more chances to get hooked up, but we also get the opportunity to hand you off to high school basketball tonight. What does it look like for your frequency? think that's something Todd Brommelkamp's going to cover on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Yeah, maybe. Very confusing tonight due to the fact that the game originally scheduled to be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM has been postponed due to weather. We will now have Pleasant Valley at Linmar tonight on those two frequencies. On 106.3 FM at 7:30 tonight, it's the game that you were supposed to hear all along. Let's pretend like we never scheduled a replacement game because this game is on. My alma mater, Central DeWitt, making the trip west to take on the Solon Spartans. Our very own Alex Kuhn will have the call. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey met with members of the media today in Iowa City, not to talk about Sunday's loss to Northwestern, instead to talk about Thursday's upcoming home contest with number 25, Maryland. Speaking of Iowa City, Michigan sent new assistant coach Pep Hamilton to visit Iowa City West standout Oliver Martin today. Michigan trying to woo the recruit who's been sought after by the Hawkeyes, Notre Dame, and a slew of other major college programs. Speaking of college football, Paul Rhodes has been named the defensive coordinator at Arkansas. The former Iowa State head coach was previously a defensive coordinator at Pitt for 8 seasons and Auburn for 1. And the Cubs World Series trophy coming to Iowa City on January 30th. Cedar Rapids on January 31st.
Let's take it to the top of the hour. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, joins us next. 107.5 The North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, The South Gym, Iowa City, and the historic Main Gym. Eastern Iowa's ESPN Radio. More on the way next.
What good is history if you never change? And what good is change if it doesn't make you better? At Valvoline, we believe in getting the most out of everything, including your high-mileage engine. That's why we developed MaxLife, specially formulated to protect against the hidden signs of aging in cars over 75,000 miles. So help maximize the life of your engine.